Hey, my name is Jason. I'm the producer of Relationship Radio. I wanted to let you know that we have a brand new website solely dedicated to working on your pies. Introducing itstartswithattraction.com. You can listen to every episode, learn about the pies, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Go to itstartswithattraction.com. It starts with attraction, one word, itstartswithattraction.com to get signed up today.
Divorce. Is it the end? Not necessarily. We have witnessed many marriages that after divorce were able to put things back together and actually make a good marriage and be married for many, many happy years after the divorce actually was final. You're watching this because of the fact that either you're in the middle of a divorce or maybe already the divorce is over and you're thinking, well, I still love him or I still love her. What can I do? Is there some magic out there? And the answer is no. There's no magic. I see it advertised on the internet all over the place. Pay me this much money and I'll give you the magic word, the magic phrase, the magic action, and they'll come running back to you. That's not the way it works. People cannot be manipulated that easily. And if you were to manipulate somebody to come back, then you'd have to manipulate them to stay back. But is it possible to bring them back? Absolutely. But not by trying to focus on how to change that situation or even change your spouse, because the only person you can change is you. Heard a story from a couple just not long ago. They were in one of our in-person workshops. He had earlier come through one of our solo workshops and had learned a great deal about what he needed to do to become the person he needed to be. And he was kind of worried about the fact that I learned this too late. I mean, I don't have a shot at showing my wife or my ex-wife at that point any more of these things because she has no contact with me. We have no children, no business together. It's all over. But I'm going to go ahead and do everything I can to make me be the best person I can be. He's telling the story in a workshop where his wife, ex-wife actually, is sitting next to him. And he's talking about why they're at the workshop. He said, I wound up teaching a class in another county. No way anybody there would have known my wife, my ex-wife, I guess I should be accurate to say. And there was a guy there. And at the end of that thing, he said, you know, I kind of briefly knew you earlier and you have become a much better person than you were. You're pretty awesome. And went back and told the guy's ex-wife that. He's changed dramatically. She got interested and made contact with him. And now they were in one of our couples workshops to work things out and put it back together. In other words, there appeared to be no hope. She's divorced me. She doesn't want to be around me. She actually is in love with somebody else. And there's no contact between the two of us. There's no way this marriage could ever be put back together. But it was. Now, we hear those kinds of stories all the time. Why? Because the person becomes the best person he or she can be. You see, you'll get through this. No matter what happens, you'll get through this. But we'd love to help you know how to get through this. Because of the fact that if you can, even while dealing with your emotions of feeling rejected, feeling hurt, feeling this deep pain within you, if you can learn, first of all, what went wrong, and to what degree, if any, you played in what went wrong, and how you should do relationships so that they can become strong and healthy and happy and all those kinds of things, then you never can tell what's going to happen next. Now, I can't guarantee you that means your spouse is going to hear about it and contact you and we'll get you through a workshop and help you put your marriage back together. Can't guarantee that because I don't lie. But I'm telling you, we've watched it happen again and again and again. Why? Because of the fact that opportunity comes to those people who are prepared for it. Now, things went wrong. That's why your marriage ended. Maybe it was something that you did. Maybe you had the affair. Or maybe it was something that your spouse did. Maybe he or she fell in love with someone else or decided that you were too controlling and dominating or some other thing. It really doesn't make any difference what the problem was. Because the solution is to understand the relationship principles of how did that happen? How could it be fixed? How do I need to change myself to become the best I can be? And then look for the opportunity that if it does open the door, we can put this marriage back together. We can show you how to do that. Now, again, I'm not guaranteeing it. We don't lie. But if you want to know how to do that, we have what we call our solo spouse workshop. You say, what's that? It's really the same workshop we do for couples, but we do it for individual spouses. So they might be 20 or 30, sometimes even 40 different individual spouses in it. In other words, it's not husband and wife. It's a husband, and there's another husband, and there's somebody else's wife, and it's not the couple, they're individuals. And they ask a lot of questions. We answer as thoroughly as we possibly can. We teach the information, and we let the lights go off in people's minds like, oh, I see that. I see what I did wrong there. Oh, that makes sense. I can change that. And even if it did not lead to putting the marriage back together, they become so much better people. And if they choose to have another relationship down the line, they now know how to do it and do it right. But I'm not trying to marry off to somebody else. What I'm trying to say is you don't have to give up. Acknowledge your pain. Your pain's real. And you need to allow some time to pass here. Because of the fact that if you rush things, almost always that winds up making some kind of a mess. But in that solo spouse workshop, we can help you figure out what happened. We can help you understand how to be the best person you can be. And that if you get a chance to renew the relationship with your spouse, or if somewhere down the line you want a relationship with somebody else, the right way to do it, to build it the way where it will have great foundation and can last a lifetime. Now, if you'd like to ask about it or find out more about our solo spouse workshop, go to marriagehelper.com/book now. And you'll talk to one of our intake specialists. They're not counselors. They're not therapists. They are there to listen to your story and to help you know if there's anything we have that can be of value and assistance to you. But be sure to tell them, I'm divorced. I'm looking to begin with at the solo spouse workshop. They can help you sign up for that. And because of the fact that I lead most, not all, but most of the solo spouse workshops, maybe I'll get a chance to meet you there. I've been remarried for 37 years at this taping. 37. We were divorced for 3. If I and my wife were the only two, it would be an anomaly. I'm telling you, it happens again and again and again. We'd love to help you find how to make it happen for you. Please contact us. Don't give up hope. Contact us now.